Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Thank you for tuning in. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. I hope you guys had a blessed week, and what a roller coaster week it has been. The attacks have just been amazing to watch unfold. As many of us in the Patriot community are apparently coming under attack, slanderous statements, and also on the national scene, we've got now a bomber, the left-wing media is already calling it the MAGA bomber, as in Make America Great, the slogan of the President Trump presidential campaign, MAGA. Well, he's now the MAGA bomber, they're claiming. And they're saying he's a Republican. He was arrested yesterday in Florida with a white van, which was confiscated. And this white van is covered completely with pro-Trump stickers and anti-CNN, anti-Hillary, anti-George Soros stickers. After having sent up to what, 7, maybe 10 bombs to critics of President Trump, including CNN and George Soros and Robert De Niro, Hillary Clinton, and all of these bombs specifically appear specifically not to go off. Very interesting. They catch him just within a few days, which shows extreme recklessness for any type of security measures to put in place to carry out this type of an operation, if it were indeed true. And they catch him. The left-wing media is putting pictures of him wearing Make America Great Trump hats, waving signs pro-Trump. So what we have here is a Republican, unhinged Republican, pro-Trump hater of the left. Now, first of all, if that were true, you have one individual who has reached the level of despair to the point where he feels like he has to actually start scaring the left by sending them bombs or fake bombs to show them how much he hates them on the left. All right now, that's one person out of millions and millions of supporters of our president and millions of people who are very disenfranchised about our mainstream news. And you have one individual and we all denounce them. I denounce this individual and those acts. But is this truly a conservative pro-Trump individual? Despite all of the pictures that are being sent all over the place, right away, more information is coming out about this individual. And what we have here is we're finding out this gentleman's name is Cesar Sayoc. Apparently now, FreeRepublic.com is already beginning a discussion where people are pulling up information that's publicly available, open source information. And this guy, Cesar Sayoc, has he's a pretty prolific social media. He has a pretty good, significant presence on various different social medias. And what we're finding here, and Rush Limbaugh yesterday had documentation showing that he was listed as a Green Party member. But there's more. I don't know if he corrected that since, but apparently this Cesar Sayoc is a Democrat. Now, he's registered right now, apparently, in Florida as a Republican. But Here on MyLife.com, which is a social media platform, Cesar Sayoc is a 56-year-old and was born in 1962. Currently, he lives in Aventura, Florida. This is off. This is from his profile. Apparently, previously lived in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Hollywood, Florida, and Edison, New Jersey. So, apparently, he's listed as a Democrat here. A Democrat. There are a bunch of things that are not adding up. This van that was impounded, that he was arrested driving, is plastered with pro-Trump and anti-Hillary, anti-left, anti-CNN stickers, all of which appear brand new, not scratched, not weathered, not faded, and most interestingly, not defaced or vandalized. So I'm extremely skeptical. I don't know who truly is behind this, but it's very difficult to trust anything anymore. So the timing. This is the ultimate October surprise right here. To try to sway sympathy toward the Democrats, to turn the ire of those on the fence toward Republicans or conservatives or supporters of Trump. But we're talking about Marxists here and globalist Marxists. And we know the history of communist propaganda and the tactics that they use. We call disinformation, things to confuse and swirl. And there's more coming in right now. I don't even have time to look at it right now. I'm in a couple of discussion groups, intelligence channels, where more information is coming out as fast as I can keep up with it. And so former FBI agent John Guandolo posted, what he referenced, Operation Bomb Ourselves, strongly suspecting that this could be a black flag operation or a false flag operation, rather, to garner support for the left by increasing the ire against President Trump. And now we have this happening locally here against our local Representative Matt Shea. So earlier this week, I'm not a big social media guy. I never have time for Facebook or anything like that. But I was alerted to a video. Somebody sent me a video that Representative Matt Shea responded to. In this video, this individual presents a document saying that this document, apparently this must have been 2 or 3 years ago. I vaguely remember this, but I do remember it. So it had to have been 2 or 3 years ago, because it was when the previous administration, under the president who will not be named, was declaring Christian patriots as homeland domestic terror threats. You remember this? Those who promote the Second Amendment, they promote traditional marriage, the Constitution, they vote for third-party candidates, this kind of thing. They had the whole list, right, through the Department of Homeland Security. And then they repeated this. The right-wing Christians in America are the potential homeland domestic terror threat. So this began a discussion where other patriots are saying, what do we do about this? How do we proceed when we're being demonized as potential homeland domestic terror threats because of our faith and because of our ideology, our views, or to hold to the Constitution or secure our borders or traditional marriage or gun rights? What do we do with this? Where's our country going? So the discussion came up about responding to a rising tyranny historically. And so a discussion ensued among several of us about what do you do with that? There was a bunch of documents about preparedness and a social collapse and food storage and things like this that several of us had. And Representative Matt Shea also included a folder about the study of warfare, just the history of warfare, the ethics of warfare. And there were atrocities listed. There were just historical battles. There were times when tyranny rose up and people did unethical things. You know, so how do you carry out a war? How do you respond? If we were forced into that situation to defending ourselves, how do we maintain ethics? And the discussion of just war theory came up. So we were talking about this, and he had some documents on the just war theory, and he's talked about this in different presentations that I've seen him in. But there was one document that was from a series of sermons on Old Testament warfare. You know, they go and they just kill everybody and they slaughter everyone. Well, this document was in there, and it was about, well, it was from a sermon on Old Testament warfare. Now, here's a perfect example here of a text being presented without context. So this individual made a Facebook posting apparently and said, look what these guys are passing out. This is what they're, kill everybody and don't stop until they're all dead and all this stuff. So they focused in on the text without context. And what does that lead to? A pretext. A pretext is when you already know what's going to be said before you even hear it start being said, because you have a pretext, right? So you're preconditioned that what you're reading, these documents are all toward this, preparing for war to kill everybody who doesn't agree with you and that type of thing. So they focused on one part of text without the context of a larger discussion. And I can say I have several documents. I have the Communist Manifesto. It doesn't mean that I'm a communist. It means I'm studying this stuff for my own benefit, so I can understand adversaries toward freedom and liberty. I have a copy of the Quran. I've read much of it, so I can understand what their doctrine is. What's the foundation for the Islamic doctrine? It doesn't mean I believe in Islam. So because you have a document that talks about Old Testament warfare where they went in and killed everybody, doesn't mean that you adopt that stance. But see, that's how it was presented, and then it was projected over onto Liberty State. This is what these guys really stand for, and this is what's they believe in, and this is just horrible. We have to stand against this. We have to vote Representative Matt Shea out because of this individual who is misled or already has a bias, and this text, without the context, presented him with the pretext he needed to begin laying out a narrative to disparage a patriot who has been representing people around, well, in District 4. But I can't tell you how many people that I've heard say, he's not in my district, but I would vote for him. I want to move there just so I can vote for him. That's my representative. Even though I don't live there, he stands for what I stand for. So this is definitely a clear attack against a very effective legislator, Representative Matt Shea. And I want to present to you his response when we come back from the break, because Representative Matt Shea went on Facebook immediately discrediting these claims and put things in their proper context. So more on that when we come back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. I want to thank our sponsor, Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom holster needs, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Don't go away.
Have you all noticed the endless stream of problems we've had to deal with from the West Side's politics? While we are all very much aware of those endless problems and corruption, let me invite you to become solution-minded instead. We already have 16 of the 20 counties on board at the grassroots level. Liberty State is the solution and has an average of 74% support across Eastern Washington. We will be entering stage 2 of our plan in January 2019, and we are also 95% finished with our Liberty State Constitution that we will be submitting to our county volunteers to vote on in early 2019. Is the West Side obliterating all our United Eastern Washington votes on every issue? Yes. So it's a good thing we have the solution that will eliminate the few West Side counties' ability to override our vote with the creation of Liberty State. Is the West Side running roughshod over our Second Amendment? Yes. So it's a good thing we have the solution in Liberty State that adheres to the Constitution and strengthens our constitutional rights. Is the West Side regulating our farms and businesses into inoperability? Yes. So it's a good thing we have the solution in Liberty State, which would eliminate all those excessive regulations. I ask you to please grab on to the life raft that is Liberty State, which is passing you right now. It is the solution to these problems and more. It is easier to divide the state than to fix it, especially since fixing it at this point would be virtually impossible. We must stop focusing our precious time and energy on the problems being sent our way, which have no end in sight. It's time we all become solution-minded instead and focus on our effort to divide the state and restore the power of our United Eastern Washington vote. Join the solution today. Decide to volunteer or donate to the Liberty State effort and make a difference that counts. The sooner we all focus on this solution, the sooner we will be able to get it accomplished. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Back, and this is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, brought to you by our great friends down there in St. Mary's on the St. Joe River, riverfrontsuites.com. Looking for a place to get away and lay your head, a little weekend getaway, enjoy the fall colors. Now's the time to do it. Riverfrontsuites.com to learn more. All right, now I want to get right into this because I'm not going to have enough time to play the entire audio from the response that Representative Matt Shea put out this week on his Facebook page. I want to encourage you to go check that out for yourself, but I just want to play a little bit of it for you because this was something that was completely taken out of context. It was one document amongst a whole bunch of documents that were shared amongst some people that were quite literally talking about preparedness and civil unrest and the potential collapse of our current socio-political economic system here in America. And so people were saying, you know, where do we – what it was supposed to do was quell some of the – there were some hot-headed people out there that were like, we need to get our AR-15s and lock and load. We're like, hold on. We're Christians here. There is a rule of law in place. What's the proper approach for looking at the situation that we're in, given historical examples of how tyranny has risen up, how they begin demonizing a group, and then without that whole process, marginalization, demonization, criminalization, litigation, you know, and then – criminalization, which eventually leads to extermination. We've seen that all over the place. We've seen that right now. We're watching what's interesting in South Africa. See, they're appealing. They've been told, if you're white, we're coming after you. It's a matter of time. When the time comes, we're going to kill you all. They're calling for killing them all, right? Folks that have been there for generations and generations. And they're saying, because you own the land, you need to give it up and we're going to kill you. You just, the only good white person is a dead person. So South Africa is looking at international law on warfare and trying to find ways to appeal to the international community for intervention under the, you know, the Geneva Conventions, where a minority group of people can be protected. And so they're studying that, right? So because they're looking at international laws of warfare, now those that are hostile toward them, including those in the government, are saying, oh, you're training for war. You're practicing for war. Oh, see, we have belligerents here, a belligerent military force. You're trying to start something. And they're like, no, that's not all that's nothing like what we're trying to do, but they won't hear it. It's not what they want to hear. They won't listen to the truth. They know they have pretext, right? They have a preconceived notion, a bias, and it's what they want to believe, regardless of how many facts you place in front of them. The same situation here in America. You're presented with war. Somebody's calling you a terrorist because of how you vote. and because of your views that we should hold to the Constitution and the words of the founding fathers and what they had to do to fight for freedom, who also told us we were going to have to probably fight for it again. How do we approach that as Christians? Ethically, lawfully, is it just? Would it be just? What would be the point that we'd be, if they start hauling Christians off to concentration camps? Well, I think it'd be, personally, I feel like I would have a responsibility to resist a system, a regime that would carry some type of atrocities like that out. So how do we do that and still be Christians? I think it's a very legitimate discussion. Well, so there was a series of documents. Somebody leaked these documents, even though it wasn't a big fat secret, but somebody made sure that these guys, who were not in any audience that I'm ever aware of where this was discussed, they wanted to make sure these guys would get it because they knew what they would do with it. They would try to harm Representative Matt Shea. So they focused on one document that just looks bad if you say this is what Representative Matt Shea stands for, and then show a scripture in the Bible about where they went in and slaughtered men, women, and children and cattle and everything. This completely without any kind of context and does not represent his personal views, because I know him. He's a personal friend of mine. He shared his heart with me. The same thing happened with the marble folks up north, and the same thing with the false allegations by the local sheriff here saying these people that want Liberty State want to start a war. Unbelievable. These are just absolute. I'll tell you what, the anti-Christian sentiment and spirit has absolutely gone insane. I mean, maniacal and far from the truth. And I can say that with authority because I've been on the inner circles of all these discussions with all these people, and the type of stuff that they're being accused of has never been discussed. It's never been brought up. That's not their views. But you know what? They will not hear it. Just like the folks in South Africa, they're saying, we're looking at international laws of warfare because there's clauses in here that allow for protection of people that are being threatened with being slaughtered. And, oh, no, you're studying warfare. We know what that means. You're trying to start something, and now you're really the enemy. So, I mean, this is a catch-22. There's nothing you can do. And if you present facts to show that they are that they're wrong or misled or misinformed or whatever, they reach a point sometimes where they will not hear the truth when it's right in front of their faces. Unbelievable. And here I just went on this. You know what I'm going to do? I don't have time. I just do not have time to cover this whole thing now in 2 minutes. There is approximately, 11 minutes video? It's a video, but I'm going to take the audio and I'm going to post that in the highlights and resources posting for today's show at radiofreeredoubt.com. I'm going to take the audio from Representative Matt Shea's response. But this is also on our Facebook page, the Partisans at Radio Free Redoubt were good enough to post Representative Matt Shea's video response up on our Facebook page. That's also going to be actually embedded in our highlights and resources posting and probably put up as a separate posting itself as Representative Matt Shea's responses. This is very important. This is very important the time that we're in right now. But see, I'd love to, the guy behind this that Representative Matt Shea, I don't know these other people. Well, obviously, I know Jay Pounder. I don't know this other individual, Ian. He's got himself all riled up. But this guy Tanner Rowe, I met him one time, and it was just a casual, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Whatever. We nodded, and that was it. But I know several people who know him personally. I know, from what I've been told, he was raised in a very staunch Christian family, very strong believers, and he departed the faith. So I was just curious about who this guy was. I wanted to learn a little bit more about him. And I looked at his Facebook page. And I'm looking through here and I'm like, holy smokes. First of all, because of what he's – the stuff that he's trying to do to harm people that I care about, part of me wants to kick his butt. But the part of me just wants to embrace him like a little brother, a lost brother. I'm like, come back to the faith, little brother. I mean, I look at his could be me. I mean, it's like I said, this is like my little brother. He rides Harleys. He plays the guitar, shoots guns, AR-15s, pro-gun, pro-America. He's conservative. I would call him conservative all these ways, except there's one defining difference. He departed the faith. He got involved in this paganistic Odin, sons of Odin mythology, which I'm not even really convinced that's really mythical. It's who knows? I mean, there are people that have shown evidence or indicators that was actually fallen angels, Nephilim. These aren't really just a myth. There's actually more to it than that. But see, this stuff is rising back up in our patriot community, our warrior men. They're looking at, because we've wussified Christianity in this country, and men who are real men want to gravitate towards something that's manly. And there's nothing more manly, in my opinion, than Christ himself, the King of Kings. But it's not cool to some people, and they're gravitating towards some of these paganistic religions like the sons of Odin and this mythology, Nordic god stuff. Come back to the faith, little brother. You've been deceived. You know it down deep in your heart. I know you know it. I'm going to pray for you guys. I pray for you guys. All right. I'm not going to stop praying for you guys. Oh, come back, little brother. Big little brother. He's a big guy. But come back. All right. If you got a problem with that Christian over there or this Christian over here, don't look at them. Don't let them be the measure. All right. It's going to be between you and God and Christ one day. And you know it. Join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at Radio Free Redoubt. com. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.